What's happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wilkfong, and we're going to have an even shorter and sweeter show today. We got a condensed week here in the podcast channel. I'm actually recording this on Wednesday night. So the Bears are kicking off tomorrow morning, Thanksgiving, 11:30 a.m., Bears-Lions in front of a national audience. Oh, my goodness. I wonder what they're going to talk about. Maybe Matt Nagy, George McCaskey, all the drama going around with the Bears. The Allen Robinson's, his podcast host, had some stuff to say about the locker room. So this could be a rough one. Plus, we got Andy Dalton starting instead of Justin Fields. So this is going to be a really rough game. Hopefully, the Bears don't embarrass themselves. Honestly, that's the only way I see them actually firing Matt Nagy. I know the report was out there. Saying that something's going to happen, I just don't buy it. You know, I don't trust anything from George McCaskey. You know, anyone that follows me on Twitter at WiltFongJR, anyone that's listened to some of the other shows on the podcast channel that I've been on, or even my show here, or even read stuff at Windy City Gridiron, I'm just not very confident in anything from the McCaskeys. These guys, whether it's George, whether it was Michael before, whether it's anyone on the board, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to run a franchise. It's just a it's laughable that the Bears, you know, it seems like there's every now and again, they have a nice moment as a franchise. Recently it was 2018, the playoffs, you know, but there's just too many joke moments where the Bears are the laughing stock. And it's just for a charter franchise, for a huge market like Chicago, it's just embarrassing. And I hope at some point, you know, the McCaskey family realizes what's going on and they get themselves out of the way. I'm not saying they're going to sell the team. I just can't see it happening, especially with, you know, the matriarch Virginia still kicking. At some point, they got to get out of the way. They got to hand the keys of the franchise over to someone that's competent, let them run things how they see fit, bring in who they see fit. No more consultants to tell them how to do their job. You hire someone, you let them run the franchise, and you just step away, because that's all that can happen here. Because whether it's George or any his other siblings, no one knows what they're doing as far as the franchise of the Chicago Bears. So, okay, now that tangent's out of the way, let's jump into the injury report here. Like I said, short and sweet show today. So for the Bears, they got three players listed as out already. Justin Fields, Akeem Hicks, Damon Williams. Hicks has been out a couple games. Fields, of course, hurt his ribs in the last game. No broken ribs, just bruised. No lacerated spleen. I know they were checking for a spleen, so that's good news. You know, at this point with bruised ribs, it's more of a pain management thing. So hopefully he'll be good to go in a couple weeks against the Cardinals. We'll see what happens there. Hicks, again, well, Williams is out. You know, I'm fine with Williams. You know, David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert. And could we get some Khalil Herbert carries here, please? I mean, he looked pretty good filling in for Demo those few weeks he was out. And then all of a sudden, Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor forget about him. So let's get him some carries here. Also for the Bears, Allen Robinson is doubtful. I can't see him playing. There's no point in letting him go here. There is no actual practice on a short week. It's more of a the estimated as far as the practice reports. And according to the Bears' estimation, A-Rob wouldn't have practiced this week. So he's doubtful. He's not playing. Then the other four guys in the Bears report, all questionable. Eddie Jackson, Mario Edwards Jr., Tayshon Gibson Sr., and Marquise Goodwin. And of those four, I'm guessing three will play. The one who probably might not play is Eddie Jackson. He was also questionable last week, and the Bears kind of held him out. It seemed like he was trending towards playing. So I don't know. It's hard to say. Again, it's a short week. We're talking about a hamstring for Eddie Jackson as well. If he's not 100%, why risk it? At this point, the Bears are 3-7. You know, he's obviously under contract for a few more years, big money. There's no point in rushing him out there. If he's good to go, it's fine. Then let's go. Let's roll with him because they need him back there. He's a big part of their pass defense. With him missing, you know, he can help cover up a lot of mistakes back there. So if he's good to go, let's ride. It's hard to say right now because, like I said, short week. There's really no actual practice going on. He was listed as limited if they would have practiced, but that's how he was last week too, and they held him out. So who knows what happens here? The Bears already announced their practice squad call-ups. Wideout Isaiah Coulter is coming up for a second week in a row, and also outside linebacker Sam Kamara, on rookie undrafted free agent. They'll both be dressed for the Lions game on Thanksgiving. And also, Duke Shelley went on IR this last week. They ended up signing Margus Hunt from the practice squad, defensive lineman. I imagine he'll just kind of fill in there, especially with Hicks out. That'll get Hunt probably right in the rotation right away here, filling in a little bit at defensive end for the Bears. And that's it, guys. That is it for the Bears injury report. Before I jump over to the Lions, talk about them a little bit. Like I said, we had a short week at the podcast channel. We condensed all our shows for the entire week into a few days here. So make sure you go back and listen to Bears Over Beers. JP and EJ had a great show talking a lot about pie, which is good. If you like Thanksgiving desserts, they had some nice pie rankings on there. I talked a little bit about that. Of course, they also previewed the game. So before the game kicks off, make sure you scroll back, listen to their show. Then, of course, Bill Zimmerman's Bears Banter. He had Patrick Meher on. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. But anyway, that was a great show. Bill and Patrick have known each other for a long time. They have great chemistry. That's a really good show. Listen to those guys kind of go at it. Bears fan, Lions fan, two really sad fan bases right now. So that was a really good show as well. And then, of course, after the Bears game is over, stick around. At some point, Robert Schmitz is going to have his Bear With Me post-game podcast. Might be a little later than usual. It is Thanksgiving after all. But at some point, keep your eyes peeled for that. If you don't catch it on Thursday on Thanksgiving, make sure you kind of give it a listen as you're doing your Black Friday shopping the next day. Now, as far as the Lions, they've got five players already listed as out. Wideout Trinity Benson, offensive tackle Matt Nelson, cornerback A.J. Parker, and then a couple starters are out for them. Trey Flowers, outside linebacker, and offensive guard, I'm going to butcher this name, Halapalavati. Vitae. I got the last name right, Vitae, but he's a starting offensive guard for them. He's out with a concussion. So they're missing a couple starters, one on the O-line, one on the D-line. So that's something the Bears could take advantage of. And then they got three players listed as questionable. Running back Jamar Jefferson, defensive end Michael Brockers, a couple guys who usually play a lot. Brockers a starter. Jefferson's in their usual rotation. But from what I understand, they should both play. And then, of course, quarterback Jared Goff, he missed last week's game for the Lions with an oblique injury. Again, we're not talking actual practice, but the way the Lions list their estimated report, he was limited all week. It sounds like he is going to try and give it a go. Could be a true game-time decision, which I'm sure is something the Fox broadcast team is excited to have here. Seems like every time the Bears have been a national game or the game of the week, whether it be Fox, whether it be a primetime game or whether it was last week with CBS, it's just brutal. Just brutal games for the Bears. But, you know, they want the Bears. They want that Chicago market. Even when the Bears suck, which is unfortunately more often than not these last few years, they pull ratings. You know, Chicago Bears fans, we are a passionate fan base. We love our team. We're going to tune in regardless. So hopefully you guys all enjoy the game. Have yourselves a fantastic Thanksgiving, and we will see you next time. Bear down, my friends.